Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, it's Yousef Dave. First and foremost, I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to Yousef Stoop. And I would like to say that everything that is spoken on is in fact my opinion and my experiences. So if something that you hear does not resonate with you, that's okay, because we all have different things that we go through, and hopefully you can find a small smidget of love and inspiration that carries you on from what I speak about. Right now, I'd like to start off with talking about life. Something that I notice is life is a continual evolution, and I think the best way to compare it to something is looking at the phase of metamorphosis. Insects truly start out as this adorable little grub that eats its way to growth. And I would attribute the consumption to feeding yourself wisdom, feeding yourself knowledge, understanding. And then they molt, which is shedding the old mindsets, the old beliefs, releasing and letting go what you once were. And they continue to eat, and then they molt again. They continue to eat, and then they molt again. And then at some point, they just get this instinctual understanding of, I need to go and cover myself so that I can become more. And while they're in this covering or this pupa state, they literally become a mash of matter. No true form, but it's becoming something. And in the end of it all, they come out this beautiful, big wing, ready to fly individual. And I think that's so spiritually amazing, because you can look at yourself and see that for yourself as you're evolving, as you're growing, as you're changing. And then something that's so incredible about them having wings is they have the choice to change direction. Like, that may seem simple, but they truly can fly any way they choose to go. So why are we as individuals so afraid to be different, so afraid to say, I want to go left instead of going right? That in itself can open up so many new avenues, so many new trails. And of course, it's going to be difficult if it's an unknown space. But usually when you find something unknown, when you find uncharted territory, it's resources that haven't been tapped into yet, that you yourself can tap into and give unto others in that moment, in that time. So I just find it so beautiful that they go through all of this, and then they have the option to go wherever they want to achieve the goals that they have. And with most insects, they have a lifespan. So they know that within that given lifespan, they have to accomplish these goals. But they don't run and hide, because they know that the lifespan eventually ends. They do what they can and embrace their overall experience while doing what they must. So if anything is grabbed from this, it's basically just allow the natural flow of where God is divinely guiding you to be. Instinctually, you have wisdom within you of where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to do, why you want to do it, why you want to go there. Find the things that align you to what it is that you're supposed to do. easier said than done, but you'll feel it. It'll show up. So just take a moment, find something that really spoke to you, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. First half of the episode, we talked about life. Now we're going to be talking about light. And I'd like to start with internal light. And we're going to focus on the mind. The internal light of your mind is basically what you allow to consume your thoughts, what you allow to consume your processes as far as how you move, who you are. The internal light that you allow to shine the most is what will outwardly flow. So basically, as a man thinketh, so is he. So internally, when we push to make ourselves the best versions of ourselves, we have to remember how important it is to be positive and loving with ourselves before anything else. We have to have a firm foundation of what light looks like for us. That coincides with the external realm of light, which is the light that you give out. Now, let's look at flashlights. Some flashlights, they stay on forever. That's just how they built. But we're going to look at flashlights whose batteries run out just for proper usage of connotation at the moment. In order for your external light to continue to shine, you have to make sure that you recharge your internal light. If you shine so much that you don't allow yourself to rest or you don't allow yourself to recoup, then the light dims and it eventually goes out. And your light is needed for your world, it's needed for others' worlds, and it's needed for the universal world. Which means that there's light that must be shined on every level. And in order to do that, you have to make sure that you're aligned with yourself. That can mean prayer, that can mean scripture, that can mean having a random trip, eating your favorite food. You have to discover what works best for you. Because you're an individual, your light needs to be tended to differently. And when you understand your light and you express your light, you can show others how to express their lights. You can show them how to understand it and really embrace it. Because there's a lot of things that happen in the world that is dark. But it doesn't mean that we have to be engulfed by darkness. We can be as bright as we choose to be. We can be around bright lights or brighter lights as much as we choose to be. Light attracts light. So what are you choosing to illuminate? What are you choosing to focus on? Think on that, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Section one of the episode was about life. We just finished talking about light in section two, and now we'll be covering love in the third and final section of this episode. The beauty of love is the healing component that it has. Love allows you to chip away at the hurt, the pain, the trauma, the things that you've experienced that changed you from the innocence of your childhood. And this is the foundation. Healing is the foundation of true, unconditional, long-term love. When you can look at yourself and see that you've unveiled and opened up as an individual, meaning that you're more vulnerable with yourself and with others, and you do it in a sense where you're comfortable and you recognize what boundaries are healthy and what boundaries aren't, you start to realize that you've learned the perseverance of love. You've recognized how it sustains. And that is when it's at its most beautiful, its most full, and its most resourceful. Because love is such a complex thing, you constantly have to rediscover how to properly love. You constantly have to ensure that it's not being tainted by experiences, that it's not being changed because of fears, and that it isn't abused because of manipulations, but it's truly allowed to be. Love can't be in a box. It has to be open. It has to be allowed to flow. And when I say that, I'm saying expectations are necessary so that you have a foundation, but also don't be so caught up in your own stubbornness of love that you don't allow it to be as it is, as it should be. And because love is something that we are all still discovering, we're all still developing in, we don't truly know what the finality of the definition is. We just have to understand that love takes time, it takes sacrifice, and it takes patience, and it's kind, it's full, it's warm. Love is a garden. It's truly you tending to and ensuring it's fulfilled. And that's on every level. Just as much energy as you put into something else, you have to put into you. So this is one of my longer episodes, but I just felt it would be important to touch on these things. Just discovering more and more how much they tie into each other, looking at life, looking at light and love, and wanting to just share that your life is important. Your light can change someone's life, and you're worthy of love, and you're worthy of giving love. So just embrace those things. Be free as an individual. Continually seek God. Continue to look for your divine path and know that it's something on this earth that you are specifically designed for and only you have the key to. So open those doors, release those wounds, and make room for your new. There's always an opportunity to do more. There's always an opportunity to be more. And if you open your eyes, you can see more. So with that being said, thank you for coming to Yusef Stoop. This has been Yusef Dave. Peace and much love to you from me.